Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and those who don't identify as either, you are listening to Ratchet and Respectable. Yo. Today is one of those days where everything that could possibly go wrong has gone wrong. Almost. At least I have internet access. A good chunk of Africa does not. I'm working on something that I need to finalize a contract for. And then also just like hitting up my friends and nobody was hitting me back. And I was like, did everyone fall off the face of the earth? Is everybody's Wi-Fi down? As it would turn out, not just Wi-Fi, everything, all the internet. Davita called me at like 3 o'clock this morning, my time. She said the internet has been down for over 24 hours. And then my realtor finally got through later this afternoon. She said, I'm so sorry. She said, there's been no data in Ghana for anyone. Like the entire internet for the whole country is down. What? I was like, y'all are full of shit. And then looked it up on BBC. South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, Liberia, and the Ivory Coast. A couple other places. Benin. None of these folks have had internet for 24 hours. I feel a way when Instagram goes down. Everything was down. Like, no WhatsApp, no Uber Eats, Glovo. That's Ghana's version of Grubhub. Like, nothing. Nothing. Can't check out of a hotel. Can't order an Uber. They're living in, like, 1989. My life's not quite that level of disarray, but it ain't far off. My team is always on me about personally doing too much and then trying to get me to outsource more so I can focus on big picture stuff, creative stuff, figuring out summer tours for Ratchet and Respectable, stuff like that. Like, go work on big shit. Okay. So I've been trying really hard to let go. Every entrepreneur goes through this growing pain. It's not just me. So I've been trying to let go. I outsourced something and it got fucked up twice. And then I spent the entire day fixing it. And I was like, I could have just done it my own on the front end. We wouldn't be behind. It would have been done right the first time the way I wanted it and 5 days ago. So I'm just frustrated with everything. And it's thrown off so much stuff. Just, it's a very frustrating day. And good news, because there has to be something. I got my grill. I think I told y'all when I went to get it, literally my first day back in the country, I went to get fitted for this grill. I posted a picture of it on Instagram if you want to see what it looks like. Like, it's just my bottom row. It's just gold and sparkly. It's real cute. I got it across 18th. I can't remember if I told the full story on here, if I told it on social media. But it goes across 18th instead of the standard 6, which I didn't know there was a standard 6. But I have a permanent retainer after I got my braces taken off. So I had to do 8 across instead of 6 because the grill would have hit the metal on my retainer and it would have been really uncomfortable. I've never had a grill before. This is my first one. I love it. It's essentially a glorified retainer. That's what it feels like. One of the old school retainers. I had braces when I was in high school too, but I didn't wear my retainer like that. Hence why I had to have them again, but whatever. But my grill makes me happy. Everything else in my life, chaos, complete chaos. And good news for y'all, the merch drop for Seasome World is on Saturday. I've told everybody to put their notifications on. I've said stand by a million times that the merch is coming, the merch is coming, but it's coming on Saturday. I'd hoped to drop it today, but there was an issue with the website that needed to be worked out, so I wasn't able to. It took all day to fix this issue. It's 6:43 p.m. on Friday, and I'm just now recording the podcast. I mean, that's better than when I was in L.A., which I was recording Tuesday's podcast on Wednesday. We're headed back in the right direction, sort of. We were supposed to do our book club read for Pinky Cole's book today. We're not going to be able to get to it. I'm going to have to push it, maybe until I get back to Ghana. We were supposed to be reading I Hope You Fail by Pinky Cole. We've had to push back the read a couple times. You know how I do when I do the book club reads. I go page by page and I talk about it really intensely. I just don't have the bandwidth to do that right now. Not with the merch drop and not with the Ratchet and Respectable live event in DC on Tuesday. I'm just stretched way, way, way thin right now. This is one of those times where I love my job, but it very much feels like labor. It usually doesn't, but we are in a laborious part of the process. I'm not inspired to do the work right now. I'm doing the work because I'm disciplined. Right now, it's hard. I'm like, why don't I have a 9-to-5 again? Because I'm doing 16, 18-hour days right now and paying my own insurance. Why did I want this life again? LLC Twitter used to love to make fun of people from 9-to-5s, and I was like, I get it. There's pros and cons to each. Right now, I am living in the con side of entrepreneurship. This shit is not fun. Don't let folks try to convince you to quit your good job. I haven't had a 9-to-5 in 13 years. I might have to go back. These 16, 18-hour days. Girl, boy, folks who don't identify as either. Keep your good job if you got one. Entrepreneurship is some bullshit. Oh, what else good is going on? Oh, I got to watch, what's that movie? Poor Things? Emma Stone won an Oscar. She was adorable. She had this beautiful dress, Louis Vuitton, and the zipper popped, I think, but the dress didn't fall apart, which I think is a testament to the design of it. But still, I mean, Louis Vuitton dressed her. It's not like she paid for the dress. You would expect you're being dressed in couture and the artisans have made this fine frock for you on your big night at the Oscars and you win. They would have got the zipper right, but you know, life happens to the best of us. I don't blame her. I blame the designers. Like, come on, get your shit together. Everybody has off days. Shit happens. Lord knows. Lord knows I know. But I think Emma Stone is absolutely adorable. I had seen the trailer for Poor Things when I was home in November, and it went to theaters and left theaters before I got back this time. And shout out to everybody who told me it was on Hulu. I said a couple episodes ago, I was like, all these Oscar films are here, but like, where do I see them? And folks were like, Poor Things, it's on Hulu. The Holdovers, I think it's on, where'd y'all tell me The Holdovers was? I haven't watched The Holdovers yet. Peacock, also Apple TV. It's on all the major streamers, but I actually have a subscription to Peacock, so that works. I've actually been watching Peacock. Part of the reason I haven't watched The Holdovers, I tried to get my mom to watch it because I wanted to see the black girl, Divine Joy Randolph. Like, she won every major award show this season. If she was nominated, she won. I wanted to see what the hell this black woman did in The Holdovers, which was so damn fascinating. So I tried to get my mom to watch it with one of our bonding things as we sit in the kitchen and we watch black people on TV. It wasn't enough black people in the movie for mom. Like, she likes to watch all the black people, not just one black person or two black people. So since we were on Peacock, we started watching Bel-Air, which, you know, I love Bel-Air, but she never watched it. She obviously watched The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like millions of other Americans when it was on, but she had never watched Bel-Air. So I got her to watch episode 1, and she was fully invested. I want to say she binged. I went to bed after episode 4 because it was like midnight. She said she watched 6 episodes and the only reason she stopped is because Peacock was doing something weird and it stopped in the middle of the episode and she couldn't get it to come back on. So she went to bed. But then she got up the next day and started watching again. She loves it. She was like, "You didn't tell me my man was in this." I said, "Well, who is your man? Married lady?" And she was like, "You know who it is with the light eyes. Me and my mother both have a crush on Michael Ealy." Who, by the way, I asked the other day, I was like, "Where is Michael Ealy? Like, we haven't seen Michael B. Jordan and Michael Ealy in like a month of Sundays. Where have they disappeared to?" Michael Ealy popped up in a trailer for the final season of Power. He gonna be over there causing chaos and mischief in some woman's life. It might be across the board, but some woman will be impacted. That's what he does. That's what he gets hired to do. Where did he pop up? He popped up on one of my friend's Instagram pages. I can't remember where he was. My friend Stephanie, she runs the Collective Pack, raising money to fund campaigns for Black elected officials. Stephanie Brown James. I was hanging out with her when I was in Orange County, when I was at Leading Women Define. But she left that to go do a fundraiser, and Michael Ealy popped up at the fundraiser. He looks healthy. He looks good. He had been looking thin for a while. I didn't know if it was for a role or, you know, Ozempic, because everybody in LA is looking thin. I mean, everybody. Everybody who used to be a size 6 is now a size 2. Everybody that used to be a 10 is now like a 6'4". I think what I said about Sierra last week was, I like folks in the body that they are most comfortable being in. I said, I like whatever body Sierra likes. The thick body is a very nice body, and Sierra seems to like it. I'm going to try to be consistent in that train of thought about other people and their Ozempic. I ain't going to name no names. I ain't going to call nobody out. I'm sure you have opinions on people who have become very, very, very small. Some folks look better with a little weight on them. They do. Everybody ain't meant to be a size 0 or 2 or 4 or 6. Or some folks need a little extra. I'm not saying be extra and unhealthy. I'm just saying some folks, and you can apply this to whoever you've seen that this might have crossed your mind about, but some folks just need a little more food. It's okay to have diversity in size. Just be healthy. That's all I ask. So that was the Michael Ealy sighting. And then Michael B. Jordan, we were looking for him too. He popped up on a podcast. He's so adorable to me. I find him very attractive, but I don't have lust in my heart for him. I think probably because my introduction to him is Where's Wallace? Like, I've literally watched him grow up. He's a beautiful man. Like, he's a physically stunning specimen. And he actually seems like a pretty nice guy. He did this interview. It's Jay Shetty's podcast. I'm not familiar with Jay Shetty. He had a very vulnerable moment. They asked him about being in a relationship. And he says he goes back and forth on that, on wanting to be in a relationship. I think his last relationship, the last one that we publicly know of, I ain't gonna mention her name because she don't really have nothing to do with this. But I think that breakup really did a number on him. Which, you know, it happens. It's part of life. But he says he goes back and forth on wanting a relationship. He talked about all the things that come with dealing with him because of his occupation and the lifestyle that comes with it, I imagine. But he also said he struggles with loneliness. Like, he very much does want to be partnered. He says he goes, quote, back and forth between wanting partnership and then not knowing what's the best partner for me. Bringing them into my world, what I got going on, isn't easy. And it's not just, I love you, you love me. That should be enough, right? It's not quite that simple. He went on, he said, quote, finding the right person to understand all of me, but then all that comes with me as well. That would be ideal for him, but he finds it very challenging. Oh, Michael B. I hope he finds what he's looking for. I feel like that's so many people's story. Wanting to have partnership, wanting to be with someone, frustrated by all that comes with being in partnership, finding the right person, compromising for the right person, figuring out when's the right time to compromise, when's the right time to push ahead. It's also a lot. Poor thing. But I'm glad he's come out of his hole because he was quiet long enough that I started asking for him. It's okay to be missed. It's good to be missed sometimes. Let people miss you a little bit and start asking for you and then poke your head up and be like, y'all was looking for me? Just saying. None of this is the point. We were talking about me and my mama watching Bel Air on Peacock, which we only started watching after the trailer of The Holdovers, which she didn't want to watch because there's not enough Black people. But I ended up watching, you like how I reversed that, right? I ended up watching Poor Things. I didn't even try to get my mother to watch that. Like, I knew it wasn't going to happen. There's actually two black people in the film, very small roles. I'm pretty sure the black guy was Gerard Carmichael. The comedian? Rothaniel. But he was in it. And then, like, another black lady I didn't recognize. She was a very small role. She might have had, like, six lines the whole film. Cute black girl. That might be the weirdest film I've ever watched in my life. And I've seen some weird shit. I went in blind, mostly. All I'd seen was the trailer months ago, and it looked something like Victorian steampunk fantasy futuristic. And the center was a woman who, and this is just what I picked up from the trailer, seemed to have no filter and just said whatever the first thing that popped in her head was. I was like, fascinating. Goals. If you intend to watch it, I won't give too much away. I'll just give you a basic overview. It's a woman who a Frankenstein-esque experiment was done on her. So an adult woman ends up with the brain of a child. Her brain and her development has to catch up to the physical age of her body. Hence the childlike no filter of saying the first thing that like pops in her head. I nearly cut the film off on multiple occasions. The first one was, and there's so many after this, so don't think that I'm giving away plot. She was sitting at the dining room table and grabbed a cucumber and stuffed it up her hoo-ha. And I was like, wait, what? How? Wait, what? The film is very sexual, which I take no issue with. I just didn't know that that's what I was watching. The film is based on a book that I've never heard of or read. I didn't get any of the highly sexually charged nature of the film from watching the trailer. So I was really just thrown for a loop at sex being such a very central theme in the film. It was weird. It had a point, like it wrapped it up in a nice bow. It was a unique story, well told. Even though I wanted to cut it off on multiple occasions, I pushed through. It's like 2.5 hours. I pushed through and I'm glad I did, but I would never go back and watch it again. Like some things are interesting and weird and you're like, okay, like I don't know if I liked it or loved it, but I'll go back and watch it again because I want to catch something or make sense of something. No, I'm good. This is coming from somebody that watched that Tyler Perry film. It was entertaining, mea culpa. Folks were so mad at me for that review. They were like, you like this shit? You actually liked it? I did. I had my expectations properly set. And it was actually better than what I expected it to be. So I understand why Emma Stone won an Oscar. Her acting in this film is incredible. It's a very physical role. I told you, the woman is very childlike. She does almost baby to toddler to teenager to teen to adult woman. The way she grows into a woman in the film is seamless. She's very incredible in the role. I completely understand why she won. The film is stunningly beautiful to look at. Her wardrobe throughout the film, you know, I love like a big puff sleeve. And I have a thing for Victorian era buttons. Like I like to be covered up sometimes. The costumers who are out here threatening to strike, telling people they need to be paid, run them people their money. Run them people their monies. Give them people what they want. Just give them what they want. Give them what they want. They're necessary. Give them what they want. But the film overall was visually stunning. The story was, it was unlike any story I've heard told before. You might actually want to go watch it just to see it for yourself. It had a point. You got to watch it just to say you watched it, just to be like, yo, this is weird as fuck. Just to say you saw it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Would you take a nap? Read a book? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. Now, you know, if you listen to this podcast, I am a huge advocate for therapy. I think everyone should be getting some, especially the people that think they don't need it. But also the people who are on the fence about something, when you can't make a big decision, maybe you just need a little help putting your priorities in order. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what BetterHelp is here for. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I love how easy BetterHelp makes it to access professional help. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ratchet today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ratchet. What new purchases did you put on your card in the new year? Was it supplies for a new semester at school or a gym membership even? No matter how you're starting off the new year, when you use the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build your credit scores with on-time payments for everyday purchases. If there were an overachieving credit card that helps you build credit, this would be it. And when your credit's good, your future's also good. Plus, there's no annual fee, interest, or credit check to get started. I love using Chime. It's accepted everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted, and you can build credit using your own money. I also love that I can access over 63,000 fee-free ATMs. That's more than the top three national banks combined. I can also pay my friends through Chime, whether they're members or not, and I can cash out my money fee-free. Start building your credit. Open a Chime checking account with at least $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at chime.com/ratchet. That's chime.com/ratchet. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank North America or Stride Bank North America, members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and over-the-counter advance fees may apply. Call 1-844-244-6363 for details. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. But I need to watch the holdovers. I keep hearing how good it is. Also, not costumers, but stylists. Devon Joy Randolph looked really, really fucking amazing every time she took the stage. I read somewhere that she'd won 30-something awards for this role in the holdovers. For the big award shows, she was mostly dressed by Louis Vuitton, specifically for the Oscars, which I think she looked absolutely amazing. She is a plus-size woman, and for years and years and years, women who were really bigger than a 6 or an 8 have complained that designers didn't want to dress them, stylists didn't want to dress them. They had great challenges trying to find clothes, appropriate clothes to fit their bodies at award shows, even when they were up for these major awards, even though they were going to be taking all these pictures, all eyes were going to be on them. They were going to be in the blogs. They were going to be in the magazines, and still people didn't want to dress them. Divine Joy Randolph, the designers went and found good fabric to drape over her body. And shout out to her stylist who knows his client's silhouette and knows how to flatter it properly. She gave old Hollywood glamour, top of the line shit. Not just like, girl, what you got on? Like, no, like she looked really, 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 really good all award season. I was really happy to see that. Same thing with Danielle Brooks. She's also a plus size girl. She looked amazing all through the press run of The Color Purple through award season. I was really happy to see these two plus size women in clothes that, what's the word I want to use? Clothes that made them look fucking good. That's what I'm trying to say. I was really happy to see them looking their absolute best. Because sometimes, the years prior, the only plus size woman who could consistently show up and you knew she was going to look good was Queen Latifah. Everybody else was hit or miss. There are other, I don't want to call nobody's name, I don't want to be rude, but there have been other plus size women who've been showing up on the carpet, and you know, your body is what your body is. Like, your stylist's job is to make you look good. And all the time, the stylist didn't, you know, dress them in a way that flattered. Sometimes the girls show up on the carpet and it's like, you look better in your regular clothes than you do on the red carpet. Your stylist didn't deserve the check. But Danielle Brooks' stylist Divine Joy Randolph, A-game. Just want to shout them out. And the designers for finally getting enough fabric to put on the plush girls. Make them look good. Both of them look really, really good. I meant to say that last week when I was talking about the fashion at the Oscars. Also, last week, remember I was talking about Lizzo's behind the scene picture at the Oscars? And I was like, there's a man in red who looks like Babyface, but it can't possibly be Babyface because the man is climbing on something. And Babyface, to my knowledge, is a man well into his 60s. There's no possible way that could be Babyface climbing up on some shit. And was. I was like, Uncle, sir, get your ass down from there. Why are you climbing on stuff at 65? How old is Babyface? 64. Let me not add a year. You know, the elders be sensitive about their age. But Babyface was dressed in an all red suit, climbing up on some shit. I'm like, sir, what are you climbing up on? Get yourself down from there. But it sure was Babyface. I said it on last week's podcast and people were hitting me up and they were like, I think that was Babyface. I'm like, there's no way. So I finally just Googled the Vanity Fair party and lo and behold, there he was on the red carpet in all red. And then the official photo, the official black people photo. And then the official black people photo. All the black people leave the room. That's got to be weird as fuck. Do white people even notice that all of a sudden there's no black people in the room? They've all disappeared at once. I mean, they went to their happy place, but still. I live for that photo every year. I feel like the room gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I like to see who's introduced into the mix. Who got the invite to the VF party. Shout out to Francesca Ramsey. I've been following that girl for years online. Years. She was sitting up there in the Oscar party. And I was like, look at you. Look at you. What else is there? Poor Things. Pinky. Divine. Oh, speaking of awards, the NAACP awards are this Saturday. They've already announced like a bunch of winners. When I was in LA, I told people, I was like, I have to go back to DC. Like, I have to go back. I got things to do. And they were like, great. So go do them and then like come back to LA. And I was like, I'm not coming back. Like, you sound mad. They were like, no, come back. It'll be fun. What? What? I contemplated it for a day. I was like, I'm not flying back out to LA for the NAACP awards. But it looks like a good time. The LA folks are doing their final twirl for award season. The NAACP awards aren't till, like I said, Saturday. But I'm reading on ET Online that they've already announced some winners. I'm scrolling through this list of the awards. And it makes me so happy. The first thing I'm seeing is Entertainer of the Year. And Fantasia Barrino was on it. I felt a real, real way. And I said it on here that Fantasia didn't get nominated for an Oscar. I thought she was phenomenal as Steely. Phenomenal. But I love scrolling through this list because I've actually seen or am very interested in seeing everything on this list. And I know all the names of these people. Outstanding actor in a motion picture. I've actually seen all the movies. Coleman Domingo, Denzel Washington, Jamie Foxx, Jeffrey Wright, John Boyega. I've actually seen all of these films. That's a tough one. And I wouldn't even want to vote on that. It's not John Boyega. Sorry, John. You know how I feel about the Boyega. I love that dude. But no. Jamie Foxx was really good in The Burial. It's not Denzel, not for this. Coleman Domingo, Jamie Foxx, Jeffrey Wright. You know why I like watching the NAACP Awards? One, because everybody winning is black, right? But also, you know that feeling? I can't be the only one. When you watch white award shows and you kind of know that your person's not going to get it, even though they've come with their entire A game, like Denzel not getting an Oscar for Malcolm X. Or Angela Bassett not getting an Oscar for What's Love Got to Do with It. They gave Angela Bassett an honorary Oscar because she doesn't have a quote unquote official one. They gave her this Oscar, but I read that she can't refer to herself as an Academy Award winner. She seemed pleased with it, but me, I'm like, don't give me no consolation prize. I'm all for I'm leaving here with something, but I'm also like, no, give me what you fucking owe me, you know? At the NAACP Awards, no matter who wins, I don't feel like somebody got robbed. I don't ever question like, oh, it's racist. Like I get to be happy for whoever wins because, you know, I'm rooting for everybody black and everybody's black. I get to just enjoy the award show without all the extra baggage that comes with it. It said at the top they have bolded the winners that had already been announced. The only one I'm seeing so far is The Color Purple, Outstanding Ensemble Cast in a Motion Picture. Good for them because The Color Purple didn't get shit at any of the mainstream award shows all season. No, it didn't win anything. It got nominated for a bunch of stuff, but it didn't win anything. So at least we know for sure the Color Purple won one. Two, outstanding breakthrough creative, Blitz Bazawale, director for the Color Purple. He for sure won. That's two for the Color Purple at the NAACP Awards versus none everywhere else. This is why Black people got to have our own ish. There are multiple reasons, but celebrating ourselves, centering ourselves is one of them. But no, very excited for the NAACP Awards. I see Snowfall is mentioned on here several times. I see Damson Idris, outstanding actor in a drama series. As good as Snowfall is, it's kind of like The Wire in this way. It didn't get a bunch of awards. People put Snowfall in the conversation of one of the best shows ever made. And yet it hasn't received any, to my knowledge, significant awards. And Damson Idris, he's been nominated for things, but to my knowledge, because remember I did that Hollywood Reporter piece on him? I remember researching it at the time. He doesn't have a bunch of awards like you would expect for him playing Franklin Saint the way he did. Shit that makes no sense. I'm very excited for the NAACP Awards. Black folks who stay getting overlooked, getting their just due. I live for it. I love it. I'm scrolling through this list to see if anything else that really stands out. No, we can wait till Saturday. That's fine. All the blacks will be out. Speaking of blacks outside, Beyonce and Jay-Z did the gold party after the Oscars. I've seen pictures of other people at the party. I still haven't seen pictures of Bae and Jay. Let me look at Beyonce's page real quick and see if she posted. Watch her post a picture from the party before this goes up. Nope, she hasn't posted since March 1st. I mean, ma'am does have a whole album that's dropping like in a week and has a whole hairline that she's been promoting. I've heard good things about the hairline. The curly girl influencers that I follow that have textures or volume at least similar to mine have been trying it and they've been giving it really good reviews. I'm not ready to switch up from my current hair routine because it's working right now. I mean, right now it's twisted like Sealy. I look a little crazy. But I'll release it on Tuesday for the event. I don't really like to experiment with my twist outs. Like, it took years to figure out what actually worked. And then I went through a phase where I tried a bunch of other shit because there were so many products coming out. But I've gone back to what I used to use more or less 10 years ago, which is basically Pantene conditioner in a water bottle and Elastic QP. Technically, it's also conditioner, but it's really thick. So I use it for my twist out. But that's my secret. That's what I use. I think it costs maybe $15, $16. They last me for a month. That's what works for me. I like the way my twist outs come out and I like the way my hair grows. I used to do the Carol's Daughter conditioner, the almond milk one, but I can't find it anymore. Did they discontinue the almond? I saw Lisa when I was in LA. I should have ran up on her and tried to finagle some almond conditioner. I haven't been able to find it since summer.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, we need to talk about Dawn. We're going to talk about Fonny too. We talked about Dawn Lemon's new podcast last episode. And we talked about how Dawn's first guest was Elon Musk, who I am no fan of for obvious reasons. I said last week, or Tuesday rather, I acknowledge Elon Musk is a get. Kick off his podcast. You would think that Don's show being on X, the Elon Musk who owns X, would give it some kind of bump. It would result in great ratings for Don. So we still don't know what happened with this interview because it airs, I think, on Monday. Today's Friday. Hasn't aired yet. Elon Musk was so unhappy with his interview with Don Lemon that he dropped Don from X. X had something where they were going to do exclusive podcasts. Don had a full partnership, I believe a contract, it sounds like, with X to do his show there and also on YouTube. But Elon Musk hated the interview so much that Don's show is no longer running on X. I wonder how much he was getting paid for that. I mean, and not that money is a problem for Elon Musk, but like he is going to run Don his check, right? I swear, Don be finding a way to get to the money. Where the money resides, where the money resides. To be quite honest, it's turned out to be a good problem for Don. I was excited about his podcast. I saw the announcement about it. A few people sent it to me, but I didn't see like a big conversation in the zeitgeist about, oh, Don Lemon's coming back. Don Lemon has this podcast until Elon Musk kicked him off. Don has been milking this for everything that it's worth. He put up a statement on his social media, and then he uploaded a video on his social media. He's taken the stance that my podcast is about having tough conversations. I don't believe in censorship. I do believe in freedom of speech. And Elon Musk says that he believes in the same thing, except when it's about having conversations with me. He won't be airing it officially on X, but I'm sure people will post it over there. But you can always turn into YouTube and see the interview over there. Don is milking this moment, as he should. Lemons into lemonade. He's very, very good at it. It's actually an art form. But Don is everywhere. And then clips of the interview are starting to air. I just Googled Don Lemon's name real quick just to see who all is talking about this podcast. His former employer, CNN, first thing that pops up. Deadline is talking about it. Fortune is talking about it. CNBC, The New York Times, NBC News, Fox News, The Guardian, The Daily Beast, CBS News, The Washington Post. You can't pay for this kind of publicity. My God. This is the best thing that ever happened to Don Lemon. Also, Time Magazine, Today.com, Business Insider. Everyone and their mother is talking about Don Lemon. Variety, Rolling Stone, Rutgers, Los Angeles Times. Everyone is talking about Don Lemon. I want to see what those numbers are going to be for that first episode. It's not going to be Cat Williams, Shannon Sharp numbers. My mother watches Shannon Sharp now. I came in the room the other day. I said, Mommy, what you watching? She said, I'm watching the Shay Shay Show. This lady is out of her mind, yo. She's out of her free mind. Which I want to put on it for Don's first week numbers. I think 5 is low. I'm going to say 10. That Cat Williams interview, I think I already did 69 million. Get your money, black man. Get your money. Good for Don. Remember last week, I was like, oh, I'm going to tune into this interview. I'll give it 2 to 5 minutes just so Don can get his streams. I want to support Don and his new venture, even though I don't really fuck with Elon Musk. Now I want to watch the whole interview and see what Elon Musk is so mad about that he pulled out of the contract with Don. Amazing. Lemons to lemonade. I love to see it. I love it.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Last but not least, we need to talk about Cousin Fonnie down in Atlanta. We haven't talked about Fonnie in a while. She's the Fulton County DA, Fonnie Willis. And she brought RICO charges against Trump and his cronies. The lawyers for one of the cronies found out about a relationship between Fonnie and special prosecutor over this case, Nathan Wade. Found out that they had been dibbling and dabbling, and Nate was making a shit ton of money. I want to say he was getting paid $700,000 as a special prosecutor. Trump's folks, and it's not actually Trump's attorneys, but just that side, said that Fonnie had appointed her boyfriend as the special prosecutor, and he was making all this money. She wanted him to make a lot of money so he could pay to take her on elaborate vacations. And if you remember, we talked about this at the time. Fani got on the stand and she said, no, I have my own coin. A man is not a financial plan. And in fact, he did put things on his card that he did pay for. And I did pay him back in cash because my father always taught me to keep cash in the house. Then her father took the stand and said, yes, I did teach her that. And then he talked about like Jim Crow, civil rights, segregation, racism, blah, blah, blah. Like it turned into a whole thing. We've been waiting for weeks for the judge to rule in this situation. And we talked about all that on here when it happened. I don't know if we talked about Fani's dad, but we definitely talked about Fani when she took the stand. The judge did rule essentially that Fani could stay on the case. He said either Fani can stay or Nathan Wade, that's the special prosecutor, the ex-boyfriend. All this drama, folks taking a stand, her daddy having to fly in and take the stand, is over a nigga she wasn't even with no more. Who was married most of the time they were together. Separated, but still legally married. Okay. The judge ruled today, I'm reading this on NBCNews.com, Fani Willis should not be disqualified from prosecuting the racketeering case against former President Donald Trump and several co-defendants with one major condition. The judge said that either Nathan Wade or Fani Willis would have to leave the case. One of them got to go, which obviously, Nate, friend, you need a new job. No more job for you. You need a new job. The old job is gone. New job. NBC says within hours of the decision, Willis's office confirmed Wade had resigned and she had accepted his resignation. NBC points out the choice was likely an easy one. If Willis were to remove herself, the case would come to a halt. But having Wade leave will ensure the case continues without further delay. In Wade's resignation letter, he wrote, quote, I am offering my resignation in the interest of democracy and dedication to the American public and to move this case forward as quickly as possible. The judge did have some more words. He said, even though he's allowing Fani to stay, essentially, the judge said, this finding is by no means an indication that the court condones this tremendous lapse in judgment or the unprofessional manner of the district attorney's testimony during the evidentiary hearing. It's a little slap on the wrist. I'm not mad at it. It was a tremendous lapse of judgment, either to appoint her boyfriend, which is what Trump's people accuse, or to start fucking the special prosecutor that you just appointed. Either way, ma'am, this was not your best decision. His dick must be made of gold. It made ma'am lose her good judgment. Clearly, ma'am has good judgment. She passed the LSAT. She got into law school. She made it all the way to Fulton County District Attorney. This is not a dumb woman. Dickmatized? I don't want nothing that good. I don't want nothing that makes me lose my good sense over. My good social sense is one thing. My good professional sense? Put my job on the line? Oh, no. I don't want nothing like that. So Fani stays on the case. I'm glad to hear it. I'm sure we haven't heard the end of drama when it comes to this case. But hopefully, that's the end of our drama with Fani. I don't want to hear no more drama from Fani. I just want the case to go forward and see if we can get this man prosecuted, convicted of something before November. Otherwise, he's going to fuck around and be president again. Bad. Very bad. America can't survive another Trump presidency. Black folks, women, LGBTQIA, kids, poor. Basically, if you're not a rich, heterosexual, Republican white man, you're fucked. Ungood. Very ungood. All right. That's the episode for this week. I'm about to go edit this and then probably go launch this website. I might just put it up at midnight. I don't know. This is what you get when I run my life on energy vibes and tequila in moderation. What do you want? I need a shot of tequila right now. A margarita would do me good. Today is a day. All right. Be back Tuesday. Okay. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.